to Beyond the Ball, the grand return, the best return you're ever going to get, or maybe not. I'm joined this week by Big Paddy. Paddy, what's the story?
How's it going? Can't believe you still have that Bourne victim picture just before we come on, me standing there. And we all know why the podcast is starting back up now. Collie's fallen on hard times. His television's gone from behind him. He can't even afford a couple of nails to put the pictures up on the wall. So come on, people, subscribe to the channel. He needs a few quid.
See this fucking mirror thing here since day one. I've been meaning to put this up since day one. I moved into the house 5 years ago. That's been sitting there.
Just kind of looked at yourself. I can't look just up in the mirror with Chelsea on it. But this is supposed to be the grand, yeah, we're back. Like, you're depressed because Chelsea are shit. I'm depressed because United are shit. And Connor's depressed because Klopp is leaving.
Yeah. That's great, isn't it? Everyone. It's great. And we are joined by Connor as well. Connor, how's it going?
What's the story? Since the last time, I'm flush with cash. I put a shelf up.
Speaking of cash, do that again. Okay, we've no idea what's happening. Speaking of cash, lads, I want to just jump straight into this bet. Did you see the bet I had there on Saturday?
Yeah, you bought it. Yeah.
Should have bet. Lads,
$1 billion bottle jobs, as Gary Neville would say.
Well, that's, you know what, I'm not quite worth a billion, so we'll say like a tenner bottle job, $10 bottle job.
You got a B there somewhere.
10.
Bob.
Bob, bottle job. I like it. Lads, I had a fucking, I think it was a ninefold or something like that, accumulator or whatever it was. Fiver on it, 750 back. I was like, all right, grand. Waiting on Liverpool. And I was waiting on someone else. Someone else scored. And Liverpool were the only team left. And it was the 94th minute. And I said, you know what? They're still actually offering 75 quid. Not a bad show. Cash it out. 3 minutes later. Fucking.
Darwin Nunes.
Oh, broke my heart. He broke my heart. And now we were watching it. I was watching the Chelsea match live, and I just happened to flick over. I was going to end it, but I said, you know what? This will be great. I'll be able to glow. Liverpool are after dropping points. Great content. Little did I know, I was walking into an absolute shit show. I clipped it up and put it up on TikTok, and it was funny. 38,000 views and absolute abuse. So, yeah, that's the last time I've ever gone.
If you let her run, it's a win-win. You either win the bet or no points. Come on,
you know that I always do that type of thing. You know I do. And it's unlike game, like, me to cash out. It's unlike me.
But as we know, you're falling on hard times now. You've gotten rid of the TV, had to sell it. So you'll just take a cash out now.
I need the cash, you know. I got a couple of nails for that 75 quid. I still won 70 quid.
On home.
Yeah, on home, yeah. That's a 10 monthly in payment installments. right, lads. We're going to jump straight into it. For anyone that is watching and you haven't subscribed already, what the fuck is doing? Subscribe. And lads, we're going to be looking at the same shit because we don't have any production talent or any creative talent. We're going to go straight back to what we were doing before, which is looking at the Chelsea game.
It's not broken.
Exactly.
It's pretty broken.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
It's just me, man.
Lads, we're looking at Chelsea matches, United matches, and Liverpool matches. And then if there's any big games on as well, we will be having a look at it. But, Paddy, you look like you're about to say something.
No. I was just disappointed that the thumbs up didn't work for me.
You're crying. Right, lads, we're jumping into it. We're going into the football review. Oh, how I miss them graphics. Them graphics are elite. Lads, first game, Chelsea and Brentford.
Yay. Oh, thank God.
Lads, I don't know. I'm starting to watch the games now live on the channel, which is another reason why you should subscribe. It's quite depressing being a Chelsea fan at the moment. And when there's glimpses, just when you think there's glimpses of magic, Nicholas Jackson gets the ball, or Enzo gets the ball, or anybody else, Caicedo tries to pass the ball. It's just heartbreaking stuff to watch. We're sitting at 11th in the league at the moment. Now, if we have a game in hand, all right. Now, I'm not saying we're back, but if we win this, depending on the score, of course, we go to 9th.
Wow.
We go to 9th, and look, I'll take it. We're sitting in 11th at the moment, so I'll take it. I'll take
question for you.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this.
Poch in or poch out?
Poch in. No, it's not a question. Not a question. Poch in, 100%.
It is a question.
It's a question for everybody else, but it's not for me. Poch in because I feel like he still has no number nine, right? Nicholas Jackson.
He's Nicholas Jackson, didn't he?
Well, he was only 35 million. So look, it was a bit of a panic buy.
15-year contract.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's actually more effective when you put him out on the wing, but the problem is then we have to drop somebody else to play him out on the wing. But I think we still need a bit of experience at the back. Now, I know Thiago Silva's there, but he's injured at the moment, which isn't good to see. Midfield, I think 210 million worth of absolute shite. Caicedo actually has been shown a little bit about him the last couple of weeks. Enzo Fernandez is the slowest player I've ever seen in my life. I reckon I could beat him in a race, and I will put my money where my mouth is. Enzo Fernandez, I know you watch this. I know you do. I'll give you a race. 100 metres, guaranteed.
Who wins in a race between Enzo Fernandez and Adam Nesta? Curious.
I think Adam Nesta would win over the first 25 yards, and then Enzo will take it over. That's how I honestly see that one going. But I'd win over 100 yards, and I'm just going to, or 100, are we calling it meters? We have to call meters, don't we?
Well, we're two different measurements, Cully, so.
I know, but like it's 100, you don't run yards in an Olympics. Like we're going to be running the Olympics here.
Can you make 100 meters though?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like I'd say it's struggle with 100 yards, to be honest. It's 100 feet.
Do you know what?
100 inches?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't ran in about fucking 4 years, so even when I was running, I wasn't really running. I don't know. Look, Enzo, I'll challenge you to a race, and that's just me putting it out there. What else with Chelsea, lads? I don't know. Nkunku, injured again, useless. Reece James, our captain, injured again, useless. Chilwell's back, and for some reason, he's captain. Can I just say, right, Conor Gallagher, absolutely stupendous at the moment. We spent all that money on all these players, and Conor Gallagher is their best player of the season. And anybody that even challenged me, I've seen a couple of people online saying, he's shy, he's blah, blah, blah. Absolute horseshit. He's unbelievable.
Should have scored in the Carabao Cup final.
Should have. 100% should have scored. And that's why people go, oh, you're shy. Yeah, you're not seeing the work rate. You're not seeing the tackles, the breaking up of play. Yeah.
That's like saying a serial killer looks good standing next to a paedophile. You know, it's like, depends who he's playing beside.
Well, look, both can look good, you know. But listen, he's playing beside shy. Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. So he looks good.
Okay, so look, this is where I am with United as well. Would he get into Arsenal's, Man City's or Liverpool's team?
I reckon he'd challenge for it.
No, he shouldn't.
I reckon he'd challenge. Now, look,
good enough then. You shouldn't think he's good enough to be at your club if you wouldn't get into
the club. I think the other people have names. That's what they've got. Like, you're not probably not going to drop your man Endo. He's pretty good. Szoboszlai, pretty good. Like Rice, you're not going to drop Rice. Maybe he slots in beside Rice. I don't know. You probably have to drop Odegaard then, wouldn't you? You're not going to drop them players. That's the problem. Like, does he get into Manchester United squad? Is that what you asked me? Absolutely. Oh, don't say you wouldn't love that. That is exactly what Manchester United need. An engine in there.
But like, what's this engine doing? You just like drew 2-2, so you just conceded 2 goals. So this engine, the little engine that couldn't.
No, the little engine that does. Does. He wins tackles. He moves it. He scores. Can we clear that up? He does score. He misses a lot of chances, but he does score. But no, for me, I think he's fucking deadly. He's the best player we have. Lads, this game was a fucking joke. Chelsea are a joke. Poch is a legend. Todd Bowley's a joke. And I don't have anything else to say about it. Do you have anything to say about this one?
Poch is a serial loser.
You see, and I can't even argue it.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I told you so about the American owners coming in and ruining your football club.
Yeah. I can't disagree with it. Be honest, can't say anything because at the moment it is a shit show. Bring fucking Roman back because let's be honest, nobody fucking cares about that war anymore. You know, let them back in. Do you know what I mean? It's gone on too long now at this stage. Let's just fucking, let's get Roman back in the country. Yeah, I don't know. Please.
The views expressed are only of colleagues.
right, lads, we're moving on. We're moving on to Forest and Liverpool. Connor, talk to me.
I had a game in Balbriggan at 3 o'clock as well.
Oh.
So yeah, we were coming in off the Astro to get back into the dressing rooms, and they were locked. So we were stood in the corridor with the Balbriggan players at the same time, watching this on a phone. And obviously Darren scores, and no matter what team you're playing for, after kicking lumps out of each other for 90 minutes, there was hugs, there was celebration, they were jumping up and down together.
What's right now?
Didn't see the, well, no, not until we got in the showers.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, didn't see it. Saw some of the highlights, so I don't really know how the game went. From what I heard, 19 chances, one shot on target, kind of sums up Liverpool in these games all season, and then just doing enough to nick a win.
Connor,
it's not the first time, it won't be the last time. They did it against Luton, they did it against Fulham, they did it against Burnley, did it against Palace.
Yeah, well, I heard a stat then after I cashed out my bet that somebody sent me, and it was something like 60%, or no, that's way too high. I don't know what it was, but there was a certain percentage of their goals scored in the last 15 minutes, and it was way...
They scored 27 goals in the last 15 minutes of a game.
Do you know what? That probably is fucking 60%. Like, so, yeah, I was like, yeah, where are we on that one, dipshit? Like, fucking Happy Gilmore. But, Connor, we have to ask you. We know, obviously, the big breaking news of Liverpool season is Klopp is confirming that he's leaving.
When you say breaking news, and you have to change it to of the season because it's
not breaking news. Yeah. Klopp leaving. What is your thoughts on this one?
It's sad. I don't know where the club goes next.
Cry.
It could go one of two ways. It could either drive on from Klopp, or it goes into the shit it was beforehand with, like, Dalglish and Rodgers and, like, Roy Hodgson, and it goes back and forth through managers. Probably will go that way. Look at what happened to United when Fergie left. Chelsea,
but we won a lot of stuff. You didn't win that much, so he can't count as the same. Really, okay. Klopp didn't win that much. His Champions League was against Spurs and the asterisk fucking Premier League, the COVID league.
yeah, that's an outrageous one. That's an outrageous against Spurs.
Like, it doesn't count as a real Champions League final win. Great Spurs, great. Yeah.
Can we throw it out there as well that Poch was the manager when they bottled it? Doesn't help the case.
Yeah. They're the serial loser.
Doesn't help the case, does it? Yeah. Okay. So Salah is reportedly leaving as well. Am I right in saying that?
You've said this the last 4 years of the podcast.
But someone confirmed it, no? I didn't know, it wasn't a reliable source at all.
But, he's in his 40s now, is he?
33 or 32, was he? Something
take like 150 million for him now. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you said you'd take 150 million last year, and we said that the year before as well, and the cunt keeps scoring goals.
Yeah.
I know, but you would, though, now. Like, 150 million.
Yeah, but
million.
You said that last year, he comes in and he scores again.
Yeah, the
and
thing is
that last year as well, 150 million.
No, but what do you get out of that? You don't get it out of that. You don't get a same caliber player anymore.
I know, I'm talking about as the owner, it means I have 150 million
the owner,
in the bank.
Yeah. If you're fucking skipping to the bank here. And so we're talking about the possibility of players leaving as well. So,
yeah,
Trent Alexander-Arnold, is he one that you fear that might go to the likes of Madrid or something? Because they're talking about getting him.
There's loads of rumours going around. It depends how quickly they replace the manager. If they leave it until July and August and there's uncertainty, players are going to leave 100% and there's not going to be anyone there really to stop them. If they can shore things up that by kind of the start of June, a manager is picked and somebody is already in before they go off to the Euros, I can't see many of them going. Yes, some of them probably will move on, but I don't think it's going to be a mass exodus.
Have you heard the rumor about Big Sam?
I'd love it. If he doesn't get the Ireland job, I want him. And John O'Shea, if he does well in his interim position, I'm all over it.
Sorry, I'm just fixing my blurry face. Sorry. That's still blurry, so okay. Oh, there, we fixed it. So, Connor, if there is one player, I suppose that I was going to say, if there's one player you could keep from losing, who would it be? Would it be Salah or would it be Trent? Because you have to think of future.
You're really putting down there to say Trent rather than Salah.
No, I'm just wondering because I don't want the obvious answer is probably Salah there because of the goals and stuff he gets. But you have to think, if you're thinking long term, Trent is obviously younger and maybe has a bit more in the legs to give for over the next couple of seasons. That might benefit Liverpool more, where they might get away with having the likes of Diaz and fucking Nunes. And if they stay around, they might start contributing a bit more. Don't forget you've got Jota as well, who's a fucking goal machine if he stays fit.
Yeah, but you also got the likes of Conor Bradley, who's come through and had three match appearances in five games. And again, he was only, what, 19? So,
yeah.
If I'm going to stick, I'm going to keep Salah for a season. I only get one or two seasons out of him, whatever. Yeah. He's been as consistent as any player in the last 6 years since he joined Liverpool. He's 20-plus goals a season, pretty much guaranteed, from playing right wing, from not being the cleanest with regards to injuries, and also going off to be in African Cup of Nations every 2 years, you know? He still delivers, so... oh, my God, what a goal that is.
Who scored?
Is that Eric Dier? Oh, no, it's Matthias de Ligt. He's just scored 4-2-0.
Eric Dier, I was just thinking, yeah, it must be an OG.
No, really.
Connor, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I know you always hate me when I ask you this. 11...
Clop in or clop out? Well, he's going to be out.
11 games left. Yous are sitting top of the table, 1 point ahead of Manchester City. Who wins it?
It's looking like, right, because of how lucky they've been, that it might be Liverpool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's like they've just fluked games, but they're not good. The performances haven't been good enough. Like, you know, or City haven't been flying either. I think the only team that are putting the bottom teams to the sword at the moment are Arsenal. They're putting 6 past Sheffield. They're putting 5 past West Ham. They're putting 6 past Forest. City and Liverpool are starting and stopping against them with struggling past.
I think it'll come down to the games between them, won't it?
Yeah, City have Liverpool and Arsenal to play. Arsenal have City to play. Liverpool only have City to play. So it depends. I think just looking at it squad-wise at the moment, Liverpool are probably in the weakest position. I know everyone's suffering with injuries, I get that, but I think Liverpool's squad depth is just the weakest. They don't have that same level that City have to call on from the bench. And that could be the thing that does the main, but I'm just not convinced with the... I think they get points against City, I think, next weekend, and they probably do well against top teams, they do well against United, they do well against Villa going forward. I think they might struggle against... They have Wolves in the last day of the season. They've still got an away trip to Palace, an away trip to Bournemouth. Those kind of games, I think, where they might end up getting held with a draw.
And these games that you would think, like, Liverpool would just fucking breeze over now become a lot more difficult. The likes of, like, I know, like, Luton and stuff like that. Yeah, fair enough, they are shite, but they are fighting for their lives now, so you're going to get into dogfights with all these teams. Forest,
even Everton. The likes of... we have Everton...
Brentford as well.
City, the international break... Then Everton United, do you know what's...
Yeah, and they're not going to be easy games because Everton are right around that drop zone where they exactly. need the points. So, and it being a Merseyside derby as well.
The derby, yeah, regardless. So, yeah, they're the games I'm more fearful of than the top five or the top six games that are left.
So you've said 100% that Liverpool are going to win. Am I right in saying that?
There's new shelf.
Come here. We'll put a second one up. I'll put a second one there.
Can we get a tour of your shelf? What's on it?
You got a tour? I can't fucking carry my camera over.
Bring your shelf over then.
This over here is my winner's trophy from my FIFA tournament.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I was at that.
It's actually not, it's my top goal scorer one. I still haven't got my winner's one yet. From last year, I forgot to bring a cheating bastard. Yeah. This is an oil painting of the old Anfield before they put the stands on that I got commissioned for my birthday when I was like 12.
Nice.
Like kids do. I've got a little book of Jurgen Klopp, which is like some of his quotes and stuff in it that I've been crying myself to sleep to.
Really?
And this one here is The Curious Bartender. It's nothing to do with football. And it's a cocktail book.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite cocktail?
You know, there had to be something with cock in it.
the big long ones.
Oh, nice. Connie, what's your favorite cocktail?
I don't like cocktails.
Oh, here, someone put a bullet in me. right, Connor, have you anything else to add to Liverpool?
No, I said I didn't really get to see the game, so but 2-0 win against Bob Brigham.
Paddy, do you want to ask him anything or do you want to grill him on anything? Can't really, can you?
No, I'm just delighted Klopp's leaving, to be honest. Yeah, no,
I'm delighted.
It's the only bit of good football news I've had this season, because United, I'm sure we'll talk about now in a minute, are fucking Malogian shite.
Speaking of Malogian shite, Manchester City 3, Manchester United 1. Paddy, talk to me.
Absolutely blew our load in the first couple of minutes. You know, Rashford beforehand, if you doubt me, was it good? Or if you believe better or some shite like that. Shit. But, you know, he comes out, he scores that, and which is a completely freak goal. But then he had two other chances that he should have done something with. And he
giving him zero credit for that one. Like, it's a freak goal. Like, not a
and he completely bottled it. Ah, it was good. It was a good goal. But the fucking two after that, like, we weren't going to get many chances. So we need a player of his caliber to be putting the ball away, of last season's caliber. But this season, he's been shy, decimated by injuries this season. And yeah, the match was just City were just machines. Like, the City just wanted to win the ball so much more than United. Like, Phil Foden, one of the smallest men on the pitch, like Lindelof at left back, and he was pushing him around the place, you know, just winning every ball, fighting. They were hungrier all over the pitch. And yeah, United, you know, they played, you know, a tight block at the back, which worked defensively for a while, but they were always going to tire towards the end, and we had nothing going forward after the Rashford goal. So, yeah, that's
if it, only really. You had Conor Gallagher in there to fight like a dog for you.
Looks like
fight, a dog. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Hoyland. our little Haaland. our Shane Haaland.
At least he scored a couple of goals. Like, you've asked for a couple of goals from a striker. Like, Jesus Christ.
No, we missed him badly, I think.
Paddy, you are sitting in sixth. You are on 44 points, and you are
safe from relegations, Alan.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 40 points. Love that.
Yeah, you're safe. You're definitely staying up anyway. You're 11 points behind Villa, who are in fourth. Do you think it's possible to catch them at all, or do you think that's top four is done?
But you might need top four with the new Champions League format. You might get in on fifth place.
Oh, don't start.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we're going to have to research and read through next week, because I don't want to. Do you understand it, Paddy?
I understand the format, yeah.
Oh, can you explain it to everybody? Because you can explain it to me as well, because I haven't.
So there's going to be 32 teams in a league format. Each of them are going to play 8 games each, 4 home and 4 away. It'll be randomly drawn. The top 12 teams go through to the next round. The middle teams between 12 and 24 have to play off, and half of those will go to the next round also, and then the rest are just...
Is it not 38 teams now?
It's 38.
I think it's 38.
I might got that number wrong, but that's how it works. The top third go through automatically. The middle third have to play off to get through, and only half of those will go through to the knockout stages, and then the rest are just gone.
And were they saying something about like getting qualifying on football merit or something like that?
Yeah. So everyone's still going to if you win your league, your national league, you still get in, basically.
Okay, so are you telling me there's a chance Chelsea might get in here?
No, you have to win the National League.
Oh, fuck's sake. Well, we might win the National League in a couple of years.
But yeah, we absolutely could make it. Absolutely, yeah. I think you've got a Spurs there and a Villa who could drop points. There's still 11 games left. They have to play each other, so we can definitely get fifth. Whether we can catch Villa, I don't know. But look... We don't really deserve Champions League football next season on how we've played this season. We can talk about injuries. I can talk about injuries all day long, but you would expect an improvement on the performance of last season. And we limped across the line last season. We won the Carabao Cup, got to the final of the FA Cup, papered over the cracks because we finished fourth. But the performances towards the end were not good. And I think this season we've just been so, so bad. So open. I think Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, like, some really good analysis in the last couple of weeks. And I don't think Ten Hag liked it, because they're not playing close enough. So if you're going to play that pressing football up high up the pitch, the defenders have to be pushed up as well. So it's a tighter, compact system. And that's why United are so easy to play through. And how he can't see that, I do not know. But with the new ownership in... I think the writing's on the wall for him. I think he might be gone.
So what I want to ask you is your opinion on it. Have you been fully behind them, or have you been saying no, you would like probably...
No,
to
I, I'd like to see him for another couple, stay there for another couple of years under the new owners, with this new football environment around them, with the new sporting director, CEO, the whole shebang, and let him look. It's the only thing I'd be apprehensive about that is if he's lost the confidence of some of the players, and we've had that toxic environment before. So with the new owners that come in, the new football director, the new CEO, do you just get a new manager as well to make everything a new start, a fresh start? You're still going to have the same players there. But to be honest, I'd give Ten Hag more time, because highest win percentage of any Man United manager since Alex Ferguson. So, and that's after like a good few games. You know, he's there a season and a half. So yeah, he hasn't done any worse than previous managers.
What's the first thing you want to see the new owners doing? Do you want to see them improving the stadium? Do you want to see them buying players? What do you want to see from the new owners?
The stadium. I don't give a flying fuck about the stadium.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck.
Sounds like a true supporter.
Get the green and yellow scarves out.
That's all. I want to see performances on the pitch becoming better. I want to see the signings becoming better, because the likes of Varane and Casemiro were not good signings. They weren't for the future. There was no strategy in place when they signed those players. They just brought them in as a stick and plaster, you know, with Ronaldo as well. That's it. You know, it was just like buying all these aging players that Madrid didn't want anymore. Whereas
they thought they were buying experience nearly.
Yeah, but experience, if you have really good quality throughout the squad that they can nurture and bring through. But we didn't have a good culture or a good squad at that time. Now we've some really good youth players coming through at the moment, but I do think they need to buy some players in their prime, not be gone beyond their prime, some players in their prime right now.
But were the likes of Anthony and Onana and Amrabat, were they not Ten Hag signings that have been massive failures?
Onana can be, I think, will and can be a really good goalkeeper. If you look at the amount of shots he's had against him and the amount of clean sheets he has, because United have not scored that many goals, and we still are in the position largely because of the amount of clean sheets that we have kept. He's made a lot of blunders, but he has a very, very bad defensive unit right in front of him, and that's true the whole team, not just the four at the back. So I think give him time. I think it'd be a good signing. Arambat, he's a loan signing. We won't be taking him on full time. And Anthony has been an absolute washout. Martinez has been a good signing. I think he's just been very, very unlucky with injuries. I think we really, really miss him. If you can look at any other ones that under Ten Hag, Mason Mount injured. He's only got like a couple of games when he came in. So the verdict's still out on him.
What did he injure? What's his injury?
His vagina.
Was it?
Yeah, no, he didn't know anymore. I think
he's
just
couldn't
be
arsed. Ego. Don't blame him. He's just sitting there waiting for his fucking contract to end.
No, look, so a lot of question marks.
Right. Okay. Well, then look, when we move on, then we'll go on to the fancy. We are gonna be having a look at our stuff, commenting from Trevor Dells, who is Aaron. Who do you think will win the City and Liverpool game this weekend? We're going to be chatting about that in a minute, so we'll get back to that one. Lads, we're going to have a look at something that I've massively fallen out of, and it's the fantasy football. Lovely. Right, lads, going to pull up the tables here. Now, I just want to get me excuses out early, all right? What's going on here? Sorry. I forgot about it for about 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Before you put it up, I just hope Conor Gallagher is in your team after speaking him up so highly.
I play this game with me Brian, not with me heart. Okay.
And you're bottom of the league.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at my points here, lads. And look at this. The 1 week I said, you know what? We're coming back. Podcast is back. Got to up me game. What did I do? I went and up me game. 71 points, average was 63. I've got Leno in goal. I've got Dalo. I don't know why. I've got Trippier there. He's got 1 point. I've got Saliba. He's got me 6 points. I've got Saka there. I've got Ward-Prowse there for 5, 7 for Saka. De Bruyne, 2 points, measly. Parmar, 5 points. what a captain that was. Ollie Watkins, 26 points, 6 for Haaland and 4 for Alvarez. Of Lascelles, Chukwuemeka and Taylor on the bench with Turner as well. Lads, unbelievable performance by me. Sorry, don't mean to blow me on trumpet, but 2-2. Let's have a look at... Oh, there's the league. I've spoiled it. Connor second and Paddy is top. So we'll have a look at Connor's points. Connor, do you want to... Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah, Collie, you said about blowing out of the park with 71 and he came back this week. I haven't looked at this since the last podcast and I got 72. scrolled out, I got 13 show. Points for Areola in goal. But not even know what he did, but he obviously made some saves, I guess. Penalty. Oh, you saved the penalty. Oh, yeah, nice. 8 points for Dan Byrne, no idea why. 1 point for Anderson, 1 point for Tsimikas, who I don't think started but came on. And 2 points for Walker. In midfield, then I had 7 points for Saka, 14 points for Heung-min Son as captain, 5 for Kyle Palmer, and 2 for Alanga. And on Alanga. Top, I had 13 for... I had 13 for Ollie Watkins and 6 for Haaland. And who have I got on the bench? Oh, I've got Salah on the bench.
Oh.
He's injured. Jimenez on the bench. He's been out injured for the last 2 months. Guval on the bench. Yeah, nice.
Nice. You widowly hit the gwiddy on him. Right, let's go to Paddy's team. That's not it. Paddy's team. Paddy, how did you get on this week?
Not great, but I just wanted to, considering the pod was coming back, I wanted to bring the gap down a little bit. So I decided to have a bad week. Happened, you know, yeah. So
call it out.
64 points. Yeah, average. So one of them already average. Brilliant. I'm great. 6 for Raya in goal. Siba, 6. Anderson, 1. I don't know, Tarkowski, 1. Garnacho, 2. Gordon, 8. De Bruyne, 2. Saka, 14. Palmer, 5. Watkins, 13. Haaland, 6. And then my bench was, yeah. I need Hoyland back this weekend against Everton. But yeah, I don't think he will be.
Did he score many points? Because he has been... Oh, yeah, look at that little stint there. 11, 10, 8, 6, 13. Like, that's a good little stint there for him.
Yeah, and
I have been in
the whole time.
Yeah. Lads, we'll have a look at the league table and see what the crack is there. I haven't checked this in ages, so I have no idea who's even top of this. Drum roll, please. Tony Tam is top. Spawn United. He's got a 1,741. Debbie Ross, could he? Yes, he could. 1,700 and... Haven't got a clue. 1,735. Then we've got Keelan Brennan. What's that? Quaylon. Nice. 1,714. Chris Gully, then Adam Doyle, Dean Fletcher, Mark Lynch, Jay Daly, Jamie Perry, and Ray Perry. Okay. But we check his last lads.
I know. Tony Tam has 2 fucking teams. That's all about back up there. He's 11th and he's also.
Oh! Corruption.
Could be a different corruption.
Could be different. I know loads of Tony Tams.
Oh, that's corruption. That's the finest corruption I've ever seen. Fair play to you. Let's go to the last one, lads. Let's see who's rock bottom. That's the rock bottom.
You were last there. You're on the last page.
Let's see. Report defensive names from Tony Tam for having 2 teams. Callum Warfield. And he got 75 points. Jesus. 523. Shenanigans, because he must have either joined later. Eddie B9. Pretty sure that's Sarah's dad. Peter Dalton. And Nicole Brady, which is Sarah's sister. So not a good running family there.
Brady's up the rear.
Need to up their game. Right. That's it, lads. We'll jump on. We've got some comments in here. Yeah, I agree. Glenn Delves, yeah, I agree. Come on the team thingy. Go, lads. No swear, Robin Hood. right, lads. On to the predictions. Right, lads, first up, Manchester United versus Everton. Paddy, do you want to lead us off on this one?
Man United at home. I think it's big if.
4-0 Everton.
I think considering the team we played against Man City, this should be a much easier task for United. And I think we'll win this one quite convincingly, I'm going to say 3-1. I do think we'll concede, but I do think we'll win 3-1.
Okay. Connor, what do you reckon?
Okay, a goal scorer now, or is that finished?
Oh, yeah, no, get goal scorer, please, Paddy.
If Hoyland's back, Hoyland, if not, Rashford.
Okay. Connor?
Think it's going to be closer to what Paddy said, but I still think United have enough to do the business. I'm going to say 2-1 United, and I'm going to go with Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Nice. Lads, this is going to be 1-1. This is not a, it's not a prediction. It's a fact. It's going to be 1-1. It's a fact. It's a fact. 1-1, and Dallow is going to score because I haven't been fancy football. It's going to be 1-1.
I'm only here about my leg in the fantasy football. Oh my God.
So just like Paddy, by the way, you said it was going to be 1-1, and Paddy visually and audibly yawned. That's fucking standard.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Good to be back.
Right. 1-1. Lads, why is, do you know what, right? I'd like to apologize to people that have to watch me in this disgraceful lighting. I can't figure it out.
It's just your face.
I know, it seems to be. I seem a little bit less red there now. Right. Did we all give predictions? Yes, we did. Yeah. On to the next one. What were you saying?
I don't know. I was going to say you did, but I don't remember what you did.
I was like, Liverpool versus Man City. A six-pointer, some would say. Connor, what do you think?
Six-pointer, and both teams are going to walk away with one. Score, draw. 2-2, and I am going to say Phil Foden. I don't think he's going to be able to be stopped on the right-hand side, Liverpool's left.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Glenn Delves. Have to go, lads. I have more football to watch so I can contribute. I love it. So, yeah, 1-1. Paddy, what do you think?
It's a 2-2, but like whatever.
Oh, 2-1, sorry.
I don't know if this is me hoping this or actually thinking this, but I think City are going to win it just 2-1. But I think Liverpool will score first. And I think Salah will score. And then, yeah, City will. Haaland, after missing that fucking sitter at the weekend, that'll be eating him alive.
Can I just tell you what's going to happen again?
I'd love that.
Nil-all. Big fat nil off. That's what's happening, lads. A big goal fat score. Nil off. It's going to be an own goal wrote off by VAR. That's, you know, that's what's going to happen here. It's nil all, I think. And I know everybody's expecting this to be a big, massive, high scoring game. I think they might cancel each other out a lot. And I think if there is a 1-0 win, it's going to be a mistake, a bad error, a bad mistake by somebody. But I think in terms of the game, they're going to cancel each other out. And it's going to be nil-all. Right, lads, on to the last one. Chelsea versus Newcastle. Newcastle, lads, Newcastle, talk about Fort Grace 8. I think that's terrible for them this season.
It's not good enough, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think Eddie Howe should be sacked and come manage Chelsea. Who said that? I don't know. I was expecting better. You know, I thought they were going to kick on from last season and start challenging for Champions League spots regularly. But for some reason, they seem to have taken a little bit of a dip. The momentum seemed to have died a little bit. I don't know.
It's kind of a nothing game, isn't it, really? Because neither of them are playing for anything, really. Just a bit. I don't even know why we're talking about
it. Do you know what, right? Well, as soon as we said we were coming back for the podcast, I said, what the fuck is the point? Well, Chelsea have nothing to play for. Chelsea are going to win the FA Cup, by the way. All right, I just want to put that one out there. But listen, I'll give me score prediction on this one. And Chelsea are going to win 3-1. Newcastle are probably one of our dodgiest teams that we ever play. But I'm going to say we're winning 3-1. And you know who's going to score?
Dan Byrne.
Gallagher.
No, Mudrick. Right, Paddy, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a draw again because Chelsea can't buy a fucking win at this stage. So I'm actually going to go for a nil-nil. I think they'll cancel each other out because Newcastle, you know, they've they can have a good defensive unit there. They have had in previous times. And yeah, so just, yeah, boring 0-0. All they're on the holidays already.
Connor, so, what do you think?
I fancy Chelsea, Newcastle kind of back into a little bit of a run, I guess. They're unbeaten. But they're both still pissing goals. So I'm going to say 3-2 Chelsea.
Ooh,
and I'm going to say Alexander Isaac. He's back fit again. So
yeah, he's a good player, isn't he? Okay, right. Lads, that's it. Fourth podcast back. I think that was a success. Don't know about the rest of us, but...
Yeah, look, it was enjoyable.
Can I
ask you for about your reactions from the Carabao Cup final? Considering you did play against each other,
my reaction is this:
no,
shit,
no,
yes,
no, oh, no, no,
yes.
Oh, that went so well.
Oh, that was magic. No. That was
Klopp did that for me. Klopp did
that. That's horseshit. How does that work?
That was so good, Connor.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, that doesn't work with.
Oh, fuck, they have to be back here or something.
It's the shelf. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. It was. Can I be honest? Right, it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking, and I was close to crying.
Did you just bottle it?
I would say we missed a lot of big chances. Yeah, that we should have scored. We played very well. Well, did we play very well? Or did you just play kind of shit? It was a little bit of a mixture of both. Extra time, dead. Absolutely dead. I don't know why, but for some reason, Chelsea players looked like they didn't have any energy left. Liverpool, to be fair, in extra time deserved it. And I knew if it went to extra time, I just had a feeling that they were going to score in extra time and I wasn't going to get the penalties. I think we needed to win it in 90 minutes. I still think he probably would have won the penalties as well because all the Chelsea players just don't have the experience. And well, look, I'm talking because I had fucking 14-year-olds out, but whatever. But I don't think Chelsea won that. As soon as it went past 90 minutes, it was game over, in my eyes. But Chelsea could have won and should have won, but they didn't. And am I going to cry about it? Absolutely. And did I cry about it? Yes, I did. And did I get abused? Yes, I did. Did I take it? Not really.
No.
Sacrine. Lads, that's it. We're gonna wrap her up. We do have a lot to still chat about for next week. Like I said, this is our first week back, so just getting back into the swing of things. Gone back live again, so it's good to see. If you are watching, hit subscribe. Don't be one of them people that just goes, "Oh, I'm not gonna bother doing this." Just hit the fucking button, all right? And if it says log into your account, just fucking log in, all right? You've probably already got auto password turned on anyway, so all you have to do is just press yes, all right? Do that. Hit the little subscribe button because it helps us. That's it, lads.
Or follow, depending on the platform you're watching on. It doesn't have to be subscribe. Because I don't want someone on Facebook looking for the subscribe button.
See that? When the main man falls, Paddy picks me right back up because I forgot we were on other platforms as well. Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, TikTok. You can't listen on TikTok, but you can follow us on TikTok. Twitter, which is now X, so that's an out-of-date graphic. Facebook. I think we're still on there. I don't know. We might have lost access. I don't know where the fuck we are. But wherever you're listening, follow it, like it, comment on it if you want. We won't reply to you because we're dickheads. No, Instagram as well. Messages on Instagram. But that's it, lads. It's been emotional. Paddy. Bebo as well. Paddy, thank you for joining me this week.
It's great to be back.
It is great to be back. And Connor, thanks. It's been a pleasure with you.
It's okay to be back.
Go on the shelf.
You should be the happiest of all of us, right? It's okay to be back, right? Right, that's it. We'll see everybody next week.